Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What a night. Although I will tell you, I'm watching the replay of the game, I told you right now, on ESPNU. So Notre Dame just scored. It's the fourth quarter, beginning of the fourth quarter. Miami up 21-14. Miami will take a 10-point lead. And then all of a sudden, you're like, what the hell is going on? Thankfully, though, it ends on the good side. Here was my gambling last night. Crowder's not here today, thankfully, because he's the one who talked me into the under. He was adamant about the under.
All week, this guy. Under.
I put it
under.
In at 49.5. It was up to 51.5 by the time the game started. That was my only loser last night, though. I had Canes money line at plus 120. So that was a nice little dub. And I had a three-leg parlay that I was able to cash for a nice little payout. I had Maryland -14.5 over FAU. There's one thing I know in Boca, open FAU on the road against a halfway decent team. They ain't coming close, and they didn't. And then I had Lee Sterling, I don't think had a great week with us. I think he was 0-3 going into the fourth game.
Yeah, I think he nailed UF covering against Long Island.
That's the only game I took. That's right. The game I took in the parlay because I liked his description. He was like, Long Island University plays sometimes in front of 500 people. And so I was thinking to myself, like, you're obviously not able to recruit anybody. Like, you're talking about Florida. Like, even if they take their foot off the pedal, which they did, you're not going to be able to stop yourself from scoring 50 points. So I parlayed Maryland, laying the points against FAU. That was a winner. Then I had Florida -45.5 against Long Island University, and they won 55-0. And then the final leg of the parlay was the Hurricanes +2.5. So I had a nice little parlay there, a nice little Canes money line. Again, only loser was the under.
should have listened to me about FSU covering against Bama. Yeah, but
you nailed that one. You nailed that one. I'll give you 15 minutes of game day uncensored. This is brought to you by the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event. Get offers on select models now through September 2nd. Learn more at Lexus.com. Speaking of gambling, I put in a couple of Dolphins wagers.
Okay.
And I'll have more, obviously, when the game gets here by Sunday. But there are two I've placed already.
Okay. Let's go.
Dolphins minus 10.
Dolphins minus 10.
That's right.
Huh. Okay.
Now, from what I saw today, the line, which was Dolphins plus 2, then it was plus 1.5, then it was plus 1. Last I saw is it's Dolphins plus 1.5. So there's a lot of action on the Dolphins. But I'm willing to lay 10 at plus 475. So I put in Dolphins minus 10. Let me see what the line is right now for the Dolphins game, just for bleeps. Mm-hmm. This is on the Hard Rock Bet app.
It dropped to a half point?
It did. Yeah, now it's up to plus 1.
Okay.
The Dolphins plus 1. And then the other wager that I have put in early, I parlayed Jack Jones pick 6 with a Storm Duck pick 6.
Minus 1 million. Or plus, well, plus 1 million. Yeah. Plus 1 so, million odds?
It's a $5 parlay. Pays a little over $12,000 if that comes in. But I'm sticking with my Storm Duck Jack Jones prediction. I don't think Daniel Jones is very good. So why shouldn't they both tally a pick 6? And why shouldn't I win several million thousand dollars for believing in them?
Right. You might as well have just set me and Jimmy $5 each. Jimmy gets a little something out of the vending machine at work, and you call it a day, Hawk.
Well, I only bet $5 total. Now you want me to double my expenditure.
Mm-hmm. What a way to throw away money. Jack Jones. Ooh. You can call him Jack Jones all you want. He's not coming out with a pick 6.
You don't
want to
believe. You don't want to believe. But I'm going to be cashing tickets this season. Cashing tickets. Dolphins player props are posted as well. The Tua rushing over is 2.5. It's too much for me. I thought it was going to be like 1 yard. One yard, 1.5 yards. I'd have taken the over. 2.5? That's too much for me.
I kind of like that, man. Because we did this last year, and maybe we shouldn't because it ended up with Tua fencing on the ground week 2. But he showed you on that play, Hawk, did he not? Hey, I'm taking off. If there's space in front of me, I'm taking off.
The problem for me is he'll do that once. He'll gain 4 yards. He'll get a first down. But if they win by 10, like I'm wagering, and they have the ball at the end, he's going to do the kneel down. He's going to get negative yards.
Yeah.
So 2.5 for me is just it's a little too rich.
No Julian Hill anytime touchdown I see yet on the Hard Rock Bet app. That's a little
they don't seem to have that up there yet.
A little disappointing for me.
How'd you like a chance to have a Pro Bowl Miami football player come visit an elementary school of your choice? It could happen. It's WQAM's MVP experience with the Dolphins, Zach Sealer. He's on board to speak at a school. You want to enter, go to WQAM.com, put in the elementary school in Broward or Dade that you want him to come to, and you might win a visit from Zach Sealer. And he'll speak to the student body and make it a fun, memorable morning for them. So if you want contest rules, go to WQAM.com or enter right there at WQAM.com. Headlines for the 3 o'clock hour brought to you by Doral VW. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's priced like they lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one.
You know, we had a good week picking. It was Lee Corso's final ever opportunity to put on a mascot head college game day. They simulcasted it on Fox's broadcast on ESPN, which I thought was really cool, Hawk, right? Like bigger than ratings, bigger than rivalries or whatever competition. He went perfect on his picks. He had Tennessee,
he had
South Carolina, he had FSU, Miami, LSU winning, and his final one, Ohio State over Texas. Arch Manning I don't want to make this the Arch Manning segment where we just hate on this kid, but he didn't necessarily look very impressive. Just 7 points for Texas in that game.
He looked terrible. I mean, he did. I watched that entire game. He looked terrible.
And then LSU coming back on the road after two early turnovers in that first half in Clemson to just crush Dabo Sweeney's big head was just was absolutely unbelievable. I
fun to
really
root against Dabo, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. Oh, just yeah, it invigorates me. It really does.
You have less than an hour, by the way, to get to Tucker Duke's today and get the first day's worth of Hochman burgers. Hochman Burger is back. It's at Tucker Duke's, but they're closing at 4 o'clock today because of Labor Day. So
are we doing like a show Tucker Duke's outing or something? Or
yeah, like, for sure. Yeah. Have you had, because I remember I went there with Crowder. Did you come the last time? Because this has been 6 years now since they've had the Hochman Burger there.
So we went one day, me, Dan Day, you, Crowder, and Mike Mayo at the time writing for the Sun Sentinel came. He was going to do an honest review. He was going to have the burger.
Yeah.
And then he was going to come on the air and give you his honest opinion. He loved the burger. And we were all there together to try it. That was fun. And the burger was fire, man.
Yeah, it's really good. It's really good. So, yeah, we'll do that again.
All right. Perfect. Jimmy, you're driving.
Jimmy, you win?
I'm down.
All right. You going to eat a burger, though, with chili, sour cream, Fritos, shredded cheddar, and raw red onion?
Eh, maybe not. I'll have another burger. I'll have another burger.
Because Tucker Duke's doesn't make like a plain burger, you know? Like all their burgers are wackadoo. You know, they're like for foodies. And I know you like plain.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. I don't know what we'll do.
Jimmy's going to go up to the counter. He's going to go, hey, I'd love the September burger of the month, the Hochman burger, but can I get it with no Fritos, no chili, no sour cream, no shredded cheddar, and no raw onion? Just
also, don't use the half pound burger. Can you make it just like a quarter pound?
It'd be the Jimmy burger.
Yeah, make a Jimmy burger. That would be funny. Let's do a Jimmy burger next. It's a slider. It's one plain slider.
I'd still cut it in half. Hey, you saw Carson Beckhoff very emotional on the ESPN telecast walking off the field yesterday, saying that Miami taught him how to love football again. There were some tears for Carson Beck yesterday. It was a pretty cool moment for him being able to get that victory.
Man, he was impressive. It was I love, because it's the feeling I have with Tua, and it was the feeling I had with Cam Ward. I love feeling confident when my quarterback is back there, because so many times you're not confident. Oh, it's third and long. They'll never get this. And I feel with Tua, the thing with Tua is I'm more confident in Mike McDaniel than I am with Mario Cristobal. Like Mike McDaniel seems to allow Tua the opportunity to make plays. And I remember Mario last year, it was the Cam Ward. Was it the end of the Syracuse game? I forget which game.
Syracuse. Yeah. End of Syracuse. The Canes were down a touchdown. And it was a fourth and goal. I think they're on the 8 or 9 yard line. And instead of tying the game, he opts to kick a field goal and he takes the points. The problem is the Canes had blown a 21-point lead, hadn't gotten stops against anybody all season, let alone in the second half against Syracuse.
Right. And Cam Ward was a Heisman hopeful and was going to be the first draft pick in the NFL draft. And you were like, nah, not him. Let's kick a field goal. And you're like, well, if not him, who? You know? Like that was, but I'm not bashing on Mario at all today, because this dude put together a squad. Holy mackerel, put together a squad. Go back and watch the first drive of the second half and tell me that Mario did not change the entire tenor of what goes on at UM.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
With you, because look, I didn't come away from yesterday's game saying Mario's fixed his situational awareness in football games, especially in crunch time. Like, there were some boneheaded decisions, in my opinion. But Hawk, bottom line, if you're a Canes fan today and that's what you're focused on, like, get over yourself, bro. You just beat a top 10 team at home for the second straight season. I shouldn't say for the second straight season, but a big opponent, rival at home to start the season for the second straight year. When's the last time the Hurricanes beat an SEC school to start the year and then followed it up a season later by beating a top 10 team who's also a huge rival? Like, this hasn't happened in years.
By the way, Notre Dame hasn't beaten Miami in Miami since the Carter administration. And I'm not talking about Carter Davis. We got our own Carter administration here. I'm talking about Jimmy Carter.
You saw that tweet I sent you. It was from BetMGM. Notre Dame has not beaten Miami on the road since the invention of, and they list all these different things. Here we go. The internet, cell phones, The Simpsons, ESPN, GPS, laptop computers, Star Wars, every Nintendo, Xbox, and PlayStation console ever made.
Amazing. And the Hockman Burger.
And the Hockman Burger, of course. They left that one out. By the way, I was just bringing up Carson Beck because I wanted to point out, I was reading in the Herald, they were listing all of the Pro Football Focus grades by position offensively for the Canes yesterday. Nobody graded out higher than, Carson Beck graded out fourth best among all Hurricanes who played on offense yesterday, only behind Malachi Toney, obviously, right tackle Francis Mauinoa, and CJ Daniels, who had the catch of the season already yesterday. So Carson Beck, I'd mentioned it, started 7 of 14, then completed 12 straight passes, and on that game-winning drive, kind of put the ball out of his hands, trying to chew clock, but the Canes moved the chains consistently and were able to go get the field goal.
Somebody just texted in, so I looked at the Hard Rock Bet app. How about Aronde anytime touchdown plus 1,400?
I'm down. Every game. Let's do it.
Right?
Every single game.
I mean, it would be crazy not to, right?
Could you imagine in Brazil against the Chiefs, Aronde on national TV Friday night, touchdown in his first game? I mean, OG isn't going to make it back from Carnival. Could you imagine, Hawk? He's not making it
I'm
back.
I'm putting that in at plus 1,400. Why not?
I'm down. I'm in New York, so I can't bet on the Hard Rock Bet app right now. Yesterday sucked for me. I had that FSU bet right before I left, so I felt good about it. Couldn't bet. Yeah, I was going to take Kane's money line. Couldn't bet. The second I land tomorrow morning, I'm putting that in, plus 1,400.
All right, I just bet it. I bet $50 to win $750.
Oh my God.
He's going to score $50? A touchdown at some point. Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Oh, what am I, playing games here, Solana?
All right. I forgot you rolled that way. You have your own burger, bro. I mean, let's go.
What do you want me to do? You want me to bet $5, win $8?
That's what I'm doing. That's the Tobin and Solana special on Game Day Uncensored. Julian Hill, $5 flyer, anytime touchdown. And guess what, Hawk? Whatever 5 times 17 was a season ago, I'm out that much money. A couple other local headlines. Los Marlins, they're down 2-0 to the Nats right now on the road. It's the top of the 9th inning, and that's a series opener there after the Marlins won a couple in a row here in New York. And Inter Miami did lose 3-0 yesterday in the final of League's Cup. Marlins will play tomorrow.
Spitting distance of winning that game.
What a joke, man. Just
too soon.
So embarrassing.
What does your brother say? Because I know your brother's very, he's really knowledgeable about soccer, but he loves Uruguay, everything Uruguayan, because you guys are Uruguayan. Mm-hmm. What does he say about what Luis Suarez did?
I don't know. I haven't really read his tweets, just out of pure being afraid of what he had to
you
say.
You didn't have like a text thread with him and your dad yesterday?
No, my dad hates Luis Suarez. Like, my dad is one of the very rare Uruguayans who, after he bit Chiellini in the World Cup in Brazil in 2014,
wrote him off,
said, like, this guy is an embarrassment. He's a clown. That. Wrote him off.
That's a man of principle. I like it.
He is, man. He is. But most Uruguayans forgave him, including myself. But yeah, I don't know how you could defend that. And Hawk, you know, I texted this to you yesterday. Luis Suarez has won club. I'm speaking specifically club competitions at the highest level. He's won Champions League. He scored the go-ahead goal for Barcelona, literally to win a Champions League, the highest possible level of play. In club soccer, he's won consistently for years. He's well paid.
What are you doing here?
What, like, you're gonna let the assistant coach for the Seattle Sounders upset you because you lost a League's Cup final? Like, really, Lucho? Really, bro? I don't get it, man. Like, it's embarrassing. Just absolutely embarrassing.
Weird.
And just to round out your headlines, your sports headlines. You know, I'm in New York. I'm not too far from the U.S. Open, and right now, Naomi Osaka is playing Coco Gauff, and she's close to beating her in two sets here. She took the first set 6-3. It's a round of 16 matchup. She's up 4-2. It's been a very tough tournament for Coco. She's been very frustrated with her serve. She's been very emotional on the court despite getting to the round of 16, and she's right now in jeopardy of being eliminated. I know there's been a couple men's singles matches today as well, but Sinner plays later at 7 p.m.
I'm watching this Canes Notre Dame game replay. 9 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Kane's up 24-14. This thing is over. Cash.
Oh, it's done. Yeah, it's done. When Reuben Bain gets to the interception,
then you know it's over.
It's over. It's over.
Like beyond over. That was it. That was the Trajan Bandy moment.
But
over in the first half.
Third and two. You have the opportunity to go put the nail in the coffin. Third and two. And it's another inside zone read. Like, it's just so obvious what was coming. Like, give me a little razzle dazzle or something, Mario. Give me something, man.
8:36 left in this game. 24-14 Canes. This thing is over.
Over. All right. Your weather in Miami, 88 degrees, very cloudy, very humid as well. Bro, it was a downpour yesterday at Hard Rock Stadium. Hey, shout out to the fans who tailgated yesterday.
Yep.
Luckily, a lot of you, I know, took your snorkels and your flippers out there. It was very necessary. Mike Cunha was hiding under tents, doesn't want to get his hair wet, obviously. He has to be on TV. But the weather conditions were not necessarily conducive to tailgating, barbecuing, grilling, and playing Pong before a tailgate, before a game.
Been so miserable. Remember my feet wet at that Panthers game? Just walking through a puddle. I had to buy new socks. Somebody had to buy me socks. Like, I would have
nothing
been
worse
miserable.
Than wet socks.
Oh.
Anyway. All right. That's your weather.
You want to listen to a little Mike McDaniel in the next segment?
No.
All right. We'll listen to a little Mike McDaniel in the next segment.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
It's a chain thing. You wouldn't understand.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Couple of tweets before I get to the Mike McDaniel sound. Pete Thamel from ESPN. Attendees expected tonight for Bill Belichick's UNC debut, per ESPN sources, include Michael Jordan.
Wow.
Michael Jordan.
Wow.
Got good UNC lineage.
Mm-hmm.
Played along.
Pretty decent.
Mia Hamm. Okay. Lawrence Taylor.
All right, LT.
Julius Peppers.
Mount Rushmore Peppers.
Pete Thamel says, hard to quantify the buzz here in Chapel Hill. Biggie. What is the line on that game? Do you know?
I don't know. I'll tell you right now. TCU -3.5 is what I'm seeing here.
And you feel like it's going to, I feel like it's going to be a TCU blowout.
So are you like, I don't know. I mean, what angle are you taking Belichick?
I don't know.
Because part of me would like to see him have success at UNC just strictly because everybody wants him to fail. And I think it would be like a good double middle fingers to everybody.
Right.
Like, you guys are so focused on me and my 24-year-old girlfriend. You forgot I'm a pretty good coach, but part of me hates Bill Belichick because he literally terrorized me for 20 years of my life as the head coach of the New England Patriots.
I just feel like, why should I root for him to do well when he doesn't seemingly ever root for anyone else? He it always seems to me like he begrudges everyone else's success.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like there's certain guys who are like, oh, that guy's rooting for others to succeed. I may have it totally wrong, by the way. I don't know him.
Well, no, but that's how he comes off. You're right
that's
about
how he comes
that.
Off. That's 100%.
He's an old curmudgeon, Hawk, and he leans into that. Or at the very least, he knows that's the perception of him publicly. And he hasn't really gone out of his way to change that outside of before taking the UNC job, a little bit of that media tour
right.
that he was doing. But it all went out the window anyways because of the girlfriend situation.
Oh, Notre Dame just cut this to a touchdown game. What happened? It's 24-17
don't worry.
Now with like 4.5 minutes left.
Don't worry. No way Miami blows a touchdown lead with 4 minutes to go. They just
Impossible.
Need two first
not
downs.
At home, not with the game that they've been playing.
No, they just need two first downs. Real simple. Real simple stuff here. Mario won't fail.
Anyway, here's Mike McDaniel. So yeah, I'm not necessarily rooting for Bill Belichick only because I know the way that he's treated the media. And I don't know. It's like, okay, if you're so much better than everyone else and you've had so much success and you don't have time for anyone else's shenanigans, what am I rooting for you then? Like, I don't know. Not that I feel like I'm actively rooting against him, but
he's also at a rival.
Well, that too.
UNC. That too. Like, I don't want UNC to be good.
Right.
It's the last thing I want. UNC to be another thorn in Miami's side.
Like, you don't want kids who are going to the ACC all of a sudden to be considering UNC now.
Imagine Bill Belichick calling Malachi Toney. Oh, it makes me angry.
Here's Mike McDaniel today on the 2025 captains who were picked.
I'm really excited about the whole voting process this year in general because, each team is unique to its own. And this team, I think was much more unified and the focus on those six guys were very clear. So they were resounding vote getters, and I think it speaks to The team, I think, knew the assignment a little bit more and were focused on giving the keys of captainship to those that had earned it each and every day. And I think that's what it speaks to me the most, is a football team that knows who they want to be led by.
And those six captains are Tua, Zach Sealer, Alec Ingold, Jordan Brooks, Bradley Chubb, and Aaron Brewer. Notre Dame has second and goal right now. 3.5 minutes left. There's no way Miami will allow them to tie this game.
It was a questionable call. There was a questionable call there, Hawk, where one of Miami's defensemen gets his helmet.
They tied it. What the hell's going on here?
No way. One of Miami's, I don't know if he's a linebacker, I don't remember who it was, had his helmet taken off, and he stuck with the play.
He got the penalty. I didn't understand that.
But he got the penalty because his helmet was off, and he made a tackle, which makes no sense to me. Like, he had his helmet. He didn't take off his helmet.
He got his helmet ripped off.
Right. And then he kept playing. What, you're supposed to just give yourself up?
I guess. Well, CJ Carr just tied it, but no way Notre Dame converts this extra point. I'm going to guess Miami wins by one. What? It's good? 24-24? Well, let me tell you something. If I know this Miami team, watching them this first game here, they're going to drive all the way downfield. They will not settle for anything but a touchdown.
Get you six.
I guarantee you he's not going to settle for a long field goal attempt from this young kicker. Here's Mike McDaniel talking about Tyreek Hill not being a captain.
Yeah, I would say my thought would be that he was an active participator in voting for probably multiple captains that we do have. I think it's more about the guys that we picked and less about the guys we didn't, because there are a lot of guys exemplifying tremendous leadership qualities that aren't a captain of this football team. I think it's more of a focus on who is and not who isn't.
Actually, not a horrible non-answer by Mike McDaniel, because what is he going to say there? Yeah, he didn't deserve it. Like, he's not going to say that. He could have gone one of two routes. He took one route there. The other route is, I imagine if you were to retake this vote 8 games into the season, he would be one of your captains because I've seen how hard he's working and how, you know. So
it was a heady answer by him, but and understandable why he said it, but he's wrong. It is about why Tyreek Hill is not a captain. Sure. And is not named a captain this year. Like, flat out, you have your quarterback on the sidelines of a preseason game telling the sideline reporter that relationship still needs repairing and being absolutely honest about it. It's still about number 10 and the fact that for the first time since he's been here, he's not a captain this season.
And I'm imagining he was a captain in KC, right?
For sure. I mean, he's, yeah.
Yeah.
At the very least, like, his last couple seasons, once mm-hmm. he was already a Pro Bowler. For sure, man, because he likes that, right? Like, he's the guy that likes to be able to be in the locker room and have a voice. And I guess he still can, Hawk, but...
Take the ping pong table in, take the ping pong table out.
Right.
Here is Mike McDaniel being asked about whether this team feels some pressure since they have not won a playoff game in 25 years.
I think overall, the core of the team really, it's a part of them that I think everybody knows that you, when push comes to shove, you'll have an opportunity down the stretch of the season for us to be right or wrong, or the naysayers to be right or wrong. And that acknowledgement is kind of liberating for actually doing what you'd like to do. So that "they say we do" mantra, it kind of applies throughout the entire course of the season. Regardless, there's always it's a high octane league, a lot of coverage, a lot of people care, and whether it's positive or negative. You have to be able to thrive in the noise, and for us to thrive in the noise of accomplishing something down the road, we're focused on what we're doing about it today, and that's why it's not coming up.
What? Did we play the wrong cut? What the hell is he? What is he talking about? Jimmy, was that the right cut?
That was the right cut.
What? What? What is liberating? What's liberating? Not having won a playoff game in 25 years? What's liberating about that?
And it sounds like that was cut off. Like there was still more to that. And somebody.
They stopped it when he, stopped it. Starting to make sense. They said, okay, yeah. Enough of this.
Okay.
I mean, what was that?
Man. He's wordy, bro. He's wordy.
He's in mid-season form. I mean, what on earth was that? He goes, it's liberating. What's liberating? Not having won a playoff game in 25 years is liberating? unless we got the cut wrong. That's all I'm saying. Because if he's answering something else, like maybe the question was, use the word liberating in a sentence sometime in the next 50 words. And then the answer was fine. But if it was really what we thought that was, I'm not understanding what's liberating about that.
Definitely wouldn't use the word liberating as a Dolphins fan who has not seen a playoff victory in 25 years. That's just me though, Hawk. That's just me. I don't know if you see it differently.
So I'm watching this Hurricanes game. It's at the, what do they call it? The 2-minute ding dong now. It's not a 2-minute warning anymore.
It's not the 2-minute warning. It's a 2-minute timeout.
All right. 2-minute ding dong. But we know that this Carter Davis hits the game winning field goal. Barry Jackson had tweeted from the Miami Herald. Canes win 27-24. Kudos to Carter Davis, who was 4-for-11 on field goals in his career before tonight and hit the 47-yard game winner after a big 38-yarder earlier in the fourth. Think about that. 4-of-11 in his collegiate career. He missed almost 1 out of every 3 field goals that he tried. And in game one, at a sold-out, record-breaking crowd, 66,000-plus.
Right.
He bangs down a 47-yard game winner.
Right.
With CFP implications.
Mm-hmm.
Top 5 ranking implications.
Yeah.
Season narrative implications.
Big kick.
Bangs it through.
Could have made it from 60. Huh? Could have made it from 60.
I don't know about that. But for me, going back to our argument about kickers last week, that was proof positive as to just how important the kicker is, as to how often the game comes down to that.
Right. No, you're 100% correct, and I believe that was proof positive that despite somebody's career field goal percentage not looking great on paper, they could still be trusted in big-time spots to win you football games with their leg.
You and can trust our guy Carter Davis anywhere.
Yesterday proved me right.
Proved you wrong.
I don't know about that, Hawk. I don't know about that. I don't want to take another L on you this week.
You said that games shouldn't come down to field goals. You said they very rarely do.
That's not what I said. I said that the Miami Dolphins, specifically week one, should not have to worry about a field goal kicker winning them the game. But my larger point, Hawk, my larger point from the beginning was that the drop-off between a kicker who's at the very top of the NFL and somebody who's going to be given an opportunity to fill in as the interim kicker, the drop-off is not as grandiose as you were trying to make it seem.
That is what?
Pam. Grandois? Grandos? What's the word? Grandois?
It's grandiose.
Grandiose, damn it.
I can see where if you're reading it, it might look like grandois. I mean, but because normally it's OI, not IO. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but if you look closely, it's grandiose.
I gave it a shot. I hope Riley Patterson has a better execution
than
me.
You nailed that right down the uprights. Grandiose, grandois. that was funny. All right, let's take a break. 4 o'clock hour of Hockman, Crowder, and Solana is coming up.
This is Hock, Crowder, and Solana.
It's a chain thing. You wouldn't understand.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.